It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 20th of April, the 117th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 248 days left in 2024. Three big Independence Days today on the African continent. Hello, Sierra Leone. It's their day today. They gained independence from the UK on this day in 1961. And a friendly shout out to Abdoulaye Saïkou Ba and all the members of the RFI Club Freetown. Hope you're having a great day. Hello and bonjour, Togo. Today is also their Independence Day. Togo won their independence from France in 1960. And in South Africa, it's a big day too. It's Freedom Day, which commemorates the first post-apartheid elections, which happened in 1994. The elections were the first national elections where everyone of voting age of over 18 from any race group was allowed to vote. South Africa, Togo, and Sierra Leone, rejoice!
It's the Sound Kitchen and Susan Owensby's cooking.
A bit of listener news before we get started. We have a new RFI Listeners Club member to welcome, Rodrigo Junrichse from Ciudad de Concepción in Chile. Welcome, Rodrigo. So glad you've joined us. You too can be a member of the RFI Listeners Club. Just write to me at english.service@rfi.fr and tell me you want to join. I'll send you a membership number. It's that easy. When you win a Sound Kitchen quiz as an RFI Listeners Club member, you'll receive a premium prize. The address again is english.service@rfi.fr. New member Rodrigo has already written an essay for us, which you'll hear before too long. Where is your essay? You know I'm always asking you to get into this kitchen and help me cook. I definitely don't believe in the maxim, too many cooks spoil the broth. I say, the more the cooks, the better the broth. So don't just send in your answer to the quiz. Go a little further and share who and how you are with your fellow listeners. An essay contest I'm especially fond of is inspired by Edward Murrow, the great American radio journalist. Every evening on his radio show in the 1950s, a listener would read an essay about the principles that guided his life. This is how Murrow introduced the series.
This, I believe. By that name, we bring you a new series of radio broadcasts presenting the personal philosophies of thoughtful men and women in all walks of life. In this brief time each night, a banker or a butcher, a painter or a social worker, people of all kinds who need have nothing more in common than integrity, a real honesty, will talk out loud about the rules they live by, the things they have found to be the basic values in their lives.
I also want to hear your stories about your ordinary heroes, the people in your community who are doing extraordinary things and working to make the world a better place. It's about the teacher who inspires, the dedicated nurse, the neighbor who's always there. As listener Pramod Maheshwari said, just as small drops of water can fill a pitcher, small acts of kindness can change the world. Of course, I always want to hear about your radio club's activities. Send in your mini book reviews and your musical requests. I like this one. Tell us about your secret guilty pleasure. Mine's chocolate. Or your tricks for remembering things. How about a weird dream? And always welcome our descriptions of the local festivals you participate in and your favorite quotations and proverbs. And what the heck? Just send in your general all-around thoughts. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Erwan, the magic mixer, is away this week. Victor Uhl is standing in. Thanks, Victor. Baby brother, also known as Paul Myers, is right here next to me. Say hello, baby brother.
Hello, big sister.
Paul's got your answers to the bonus question ready to serve on the Listener's Corner. And we have a very French piece of music for you at the end of the show. But first, the quiz. Sorry, I just had to let that play out without me talking over it. It's too good. Remember that piece? The Spirit of Man, from Thus Spoke Zarathustra by Richard Strauss. Stanley Kubrick used it for his 1968 film 2001, A Space Odyssey, so I just had to use it for this quiz, which is about, yep, space. On the 16th of March, I asked you a question about India's space program. Earlier that week, India unveiled their plans for their next space flight, which is scheduled for the coming fall. As you read in RFI English correspondent Pratap Chakravarti's article, India picks pilots for spaceflight that will blast it into cosmic history. On board that rocket will be a humanoid robot. You would write in with the name of the robot, it's in Sanskrit, and its translation into English. Paul, what's the answer?
Via Mitra is the name of the robot, which translates into English as Space Friend. Via Mitra will make the test flight to ensure the space worthiness of the craft before astronauts fly on board it next year. In addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question suggested by Moriam Nessa Momo from Bogura in Bangladesh. It is, who is the person still living that you most admire and why? You'll hear the answers later in the Listener's Corner, so please do stay with us.
The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listener's Club member Shaira Hosen Mo from Kishoreganj, Bangladesh. Mo is also the winner of this week's bonus question. Her father is the person she most admires. She wrote, I am inseparable from my father. I have learned so much from him, my ideology, my honesty, my wisdom, everything. I received it all from my father. Ah, girls and their fathers. Mo, my daughter is the same about hers. She's 22, or will be in a few weeks. Not too long ago, she described to us what she was looking for in a life partner, a husband. She basically described her father. Well, I did make a good choice after all. When she writes us a joint email, there is his address, Papa, with hearts and flowers next to it, and there is mine, Mom. Just Mom. It's okay. I was the same about mine. So congratulations, Shaira Hosen Mo, and congratulations to your father, too, for inspiring such love and admiration. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are Nafisa Khatun, the president of the RFI Mahila Shrota Sangha Club in West Bengal, India, and RFI Listeners Club member Faiza from the International Radio Fan and Youth Club in Kanawal, Pakistan, and two members from Bangladesh, Ashharul Islam Tamin from Kishoreganj and Sahadat Hossein from Sunamganj. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Earlier this week on our website, you read an article about an ongoing and very real problem in Western museums whose collections contain art and artifacts that were most probably stolen during the colonial era. Our article, Titanic titanic task of finding plundered African art in French museums, noted that in 2017, during a visit to Burkina Faso, French President Emmanuel Macron pledged to return, as he put it, African heritage to Africa. In 2021, France repatriated 26 royal treasures its soldiers took from Benin during colonial rule. Other former colonial powers are under pressure to do the same. However, discovering the actual provenance of many of the works is a long, painstaking process. It's investigative work, like tracking a murderer or a bank robber, except this is a brand new type of investigation with often little to offer in terms of clues, sources, and the like. Because so many museums are now trying to find how a work ended up in their collections, two universities are now offering course in this new field of artistic detective work. And there's your question. What are the names of the two French universities that now offer courses in art provenance research? Again, reread our article, Titanic Task of Finding Plundered African Art in French Museums, and send in the name of the two French universities that now offer courses in art provenance research. You'll find our article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook pages. Hey, Paul, what's this week's bonus question?
It's a suggestion from Rafik Kondaka. He's the president of the Source DXing Club in Nowgan in Bangladesh. And here it is. Which is stronger, money or the pen? And how? That's a spin on the classic, the pen is mightier than the sword. Well, what do you think? Which is stronger, money or the pen? And how?
What do you think, big brother?
I'm getting old. I think it's money. Money, 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 money. I've written lots of things. Lots of people have written lots of things. But money still seems to be in power. No justice, no equality. Money. Money, money talks.
Yeah, I'm afraid
I'm
with
upbeat.
You.
I'm being upbeat as well.
I know. My daughter calls it late-stage capitalism.
Okay.
Well, and my cynical self agrees with you. It says money. I mean, look at our world. North, south, east, and west. Who wins? Monetary interests. Who gets away with all manner of bad, amoral actions and even crimes? The moneyed people and big companies. And in so many cases, the majority of people, the ones who are hurt by this, which just amazes me. These people, even if they can read about what is really going on, they don't seem to care. Or they choose to remain deaf and blind and, well, happy obscurantists. In the long run, as the American pastor Theodore Parker said in 1853, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in modern times echoed, the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. Well, I really do believe that. So I'm not a total cynic, but it's hard to hold on to that, watching the world as it is, where the most important thing is money. I think I need to see some daffodils.
Was it a host of golden daffodils? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose if you hold on to that optimism that it will be better one day. But I say that because I've just been doing a few pieces on the history of the Olympics. And the fight, as it shows, for equality is something you just have to keep going for. And it will come, but it won't be offered, and you just have to keep on struggling. That's where the energy comes in.
Yeah.
That's the scene at the moment, anyway.
Yeah, okay. Remember, everyone, we're happy to hear your ideas for bonus questions, so please send them in. You have until the 20th of May to get your answers to the quiz and the bonus question in. Be sure to tune in on the 25th of May to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Thank you.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 96 82. That's +336 31 12 96 82. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
You are listening to The Sound Kitchen, and Susan Owensby is cooking.
And now, more from and about you. It's time for the Listener's Corner. Take it away, baby brother.
The question you answered for this week, suggested by Moriam Nessa Momo from Bogura in Bangladesh, is: who is the person still living that you most admire and why? For Radhakrishna Pillai, quite simple, mum. He wrote, "The person I look up to most is my mother. My mother has shown me how to succeed in life. She is very important to me because she taught me many good things. She always advises me and teaches me to walk on the right path." For Debashish Gope, it's his friend Biswajit Sarkar. Debashish wrote that he feels him, that he's in sync with him. It's something of the same for Helmut Matt. The person he most admires is his wife, Linda, because, as he wrote, she came over from the USA in 1984, stayed here, we got married, and are still together. It's almost 40 years now. She loved and accepted me as I am from the beginning, and vice versa. Do I have to explain why I admire her most?
No, you don't, you old romantic, you. Hey, baby brother, there's a couple of our women listeners who most admire contemporary politicians.
Interesting. There's Dipita Chakrabarti. For her, it's India's current Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, for his feminism. She wrote, "He has empowered the long-neglected women of this country to find their voice and their right to better education, employment opportunities, and the freedom to express their strength and potential in the army and civil life." And for Anjona Parvin, it's our very own President Emmanuel Macron. She wrote, "He is a successful state hero for me. He guided the European Union to adopt a moderate approach to the Russia-Ukraine war. He has played a role in the empowerment of women in the country and reformed the pension system for the elderly. As the president of France, he has made many important decisions for France that no president has been able to take before. For this, he has faced many hurdles from the opposition. And he visited Bangladesh. He has advanced the Bangladesh-France relationship and sees us as a friendly country."
Jayanta Chakrabarti, good for you. He admires most his high school maths teacher, Ratan Deb. Jayanta wrote, "Though in his 90s, he is still hale and hearty. There's nothing to be ashamed of to admit that initially I was very weak in maths. Through his tireless effort and consistent counseling to love the subject, he helped me to find the secret of success, which was to practice diligently every day. Result, I scored grade A1 in my finals. Mr. Ratan Deb is my most revered guru of all time." Paul, you have to read this next one. I'm too embarrassed to read it.
I don't think embarrassment really is the word, is it? I've been trying to see if this is an anagram. It's from Mohammed Shamim, but I'm sure it's an anagram of Susan Owensby, this one. Anyway, from Mohammed Shamim, he wrote that his most admired person is Susan Owensby of RFI. Radio silence. It's because, as he wrote, "My friend's messages are simple but powerful." I think that's really nice, actually. I'm not going to joke. It's lovely.
It is. It's very sweet.
And it's unusual. So once every 3 years. Yeah.
Mohammed, thank you.
We'll end with Naved Ryan. The person he most admires is Malala Yousafzai. As he wrote, Malala is a contemporary activist who was shot in the head by Taliban soldiers after campaigning for girls to have the right to attend school. She grew up in Pakistan and was only 11 years old when she became an activist. Unfortunately, Malala's views on a girl's right to education resulted in her being attacked by the Taliban when she was just a teenager. Today, her journey has been written about in books, including her memoir, and she is a social influencer and international activist against oppression. And there you have it. Remember, everyone, this week's bonus question, suggested by Rafiq Kondakar from Naugaon in Bangladesh, is which is stronger, money or the pen, and how? Do you have a bonus question idea? Well, if so, send it to us at The Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating, and a special thanks to Paul Myers for hanging out in the kitchen with us.
Always a pleasure. Thanks a lot, big sister.
This is The Sound Kitchen. Is Susan Owensby is cooking.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining us in The Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to RFI sound engineer Victor Ulle for mixing the show, and thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next week for the answer to the question about diplomatic relations between China and France. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today, it's music from Susan, and I thought I'd play a song for you by an enormous French pop star from the 70s and 80s, Nicoletta. There's a little story here. A few weeks ago, I stopped at a neighborhood cafe for lunch, and there was a lady at a table near mine whose dog was sitting right next to her on the banquette. I thought, how French, and wanted to take a picture of her for you. The French are so nutty for their dogs. Usually, waiters will bring the dog a bowl of water before they bring you a glass of water. So I asked her if I could take her photo, and a man at the table next to her asked me if I knew who she was. I looked blank because I didn't, and so he asked the lady if he could tell me. She said, yes. He said, madam, this is one of France's biggest stars, Nicoletta. So I started speaking French with a bigger accent than usual so that this poor foreigner would have an excuse, not hurt her feelings. But I was a little skeptical about this big star thing. So I immediately sent her picture to Erwan and to my husband with the words, who am I? They both wrote back in seconds, Nicoletta. And she doesn't exactly look like she did on her album covers from the 1970s, which does mean big star, that the two would both immediately recognize her these many years later. After Nicoletta finished her meal and her friend had left, she and her dog, of course, stopped at my table for a lovely chat. She spoke of her good fortune to have grown up on the border with Switzerland because she'd go into Geneva as a girl, which is an international city, as you know, and so she met people and learned about different cultures. She told me how she loved American spirituals and gospel, especially Mahalia Jackson, who's a real goddess for us. Anyway, I found out that, in fact, almost everyone does know who she is, even if you think you don't. She created the hit song Mammy Blue. You'll recognize it. And be sure and look at the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook pages to see the photo of Nicoletta with her dog, whose name I've forgotten, but you won't tell, will you? I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And stay safe, my friends. Talk to y'all next week. Old money, old money.
Je suis partie un soir d'été, sans dire un mot, sans t'embrasser, sans un regard sur le passé. Le passé. Dès que j'ai franchi la frontière, le vent soufflait plus fort qu'hier. Quand j'étais près de toi, ma mère, on m'appelait. Aujourd'hui je te reviens et j'ai refait tout le chemin qui m'avait entraîné si loin, oh si loin. Tu n'es plus là pour me sourire, me réchauffer, me recueillir, et je n'ai plus qu'à repartir. Le chat et les chiens sont très vieux et ils viennent me dire adieu, adieu. Je ne reviendrai plus jamais dans ce village que j'aimais, où tu reposes à tout jamais, désormais.